With KAZU News, I'm Paul Fingerote. 20 homes have been destroyed in the Soberanis fire, which continues to burn near Carmel Highlands and in Big Sur. The fire has grown to nearly 15,000 acres and is still just 5% contained. KAZU's Krista Almanzon reports.
The smoldering edge of the Soberanis fire is high on a ridge behind Jill Jackson's Carmel Highlands home. Standing on her roof deck, she has a clear view.
Well, you see flame right there. See, a tree just ignited. Do you see that?
Yeah.
Okay, so that just happened.
She feels safe, though, because firefighters are camped out on the street. There's nearly one engine for each home here. They're just ready and waiting should the fire flare back up and take a turn toward this neighborhood.
For me, it's not nerve-wracking. I'm watching it, I'm seeing what's happening, and I'm trusting these guys and these girls that they don't know what they're doing.
She points to the smoke coming out of Malpaso Canyon. This home has been in her wife's family for decades. Normally, they come up here to enjoy the view of nature. Now, it's a waiting game.
At any moment, if the wind changes, you know, it's a matter of what's nature going to do.
The Soberanis fire started Friday morning. One of the biggest challenges for firefighters is that it's burning in a rugged and remote area. CAL FIRE's Raymond Martinez.
There's not a lot of roads to this area, and that's the biggest factor right now is the steep terrain, the inability to get equipment in there, those engines, those bulldozers. You know, the crews have to walk in.
The cause of the fire remains under investigation. Krista Almanzon, KAZU News.